and military supply.
Big day for the Dow, ending at 11,000. Conan O'Brien has a new gig for anybody who's interested. He's going to show up on TBS in November. More names added to the short list for the highest court in the land. That would be the Supreme to you and me. And in the meantime, in Washington, it's all about nukes, baby, and going after Iran. Let's see if some serious sanctions come out of this meeting with 47 nations. President Obama and several world leaders met earlier in the day. The focus was on Iran and its opposition, their opposition, to the nuclear non-proliferation agreement. In the meantime, Ukraine is going to remove uranium stockpiles. So maybe there will be a little bit of news that's good, that comes out of this. The Ukraine announcement is good. They're going to give up that weapons-grade stuff. And the most sobering thing is, certainly, the concern is Al-Qaeda is absolutely, and they can tell this through some of the taps, the wiretaps that are out there, and hello, of course, this is the direction they're pursuing, but Al-Qaeda is vigorously pursuing any information to get the ingredients and expertise needed for a bomb. It was just a moment or two in time that we would be talking about this, and I guess sooner rather than later is not what most of us wanted to hear, but better to be forearmed and forewarned and whatnot, which is exactly why so many are against the START treaty with the Russians. Boy, it's a whole lot of nuke talk out of the gate here on America Tonight. Hope you had a great Monday. We swing into a couple of different things here on this show, as we'll talk about not just what's going on in Washington with the 47 nations meeting, but also a daily salute. It's time for some good news sometimes. This one's pretty interesting, and it has to do with a 9-year-old and a fossil. It's an intriguing story. Sad news from West Virginia. The investigation starts onto what caused that explosion at Massey Energy, the mine that they were running there, and 29 miners killed in all, the worst mining accident we've had in this country since 1970. Over the weekend, there were a couple of funerals, but it's about finding those bodies so that they can bury the dead. And still, not everybody's been found, I guess, is the key, but they have confirmed that 29 are dead. So it's that identification process that they're going through with the last couple of guys who didn't get out, frankly, before they can hold some more of those funerals. Boy, that's still very tough for the people in West Virginia, actually all over West Virginia, and mining families. And what will happen? Will this mine close as the mine is the bread and butter of so many that they're making a decent living, a good living, and it's a generational thing. If it closes down, man, I think that's a very tough thing that will happen. That's why it's such a catch-22. It's a tough thing that will happen to that area when everything centers around what happens at the mine. Can you imagine, right? In the meantime, we're going to talk about taxes. Are you ready for taxes? Are you done? It's funny, I'm starting to get notes from people about things like TurboTax. Do I know anything about TurboTax? I actually had a friend email me and ask me, do you know anybody who does taxes I'm willing to pay? Anybody out there willing to do taxes? And this is that crunch. This is the crunch people get caught in when they're scared to death. The 15th is literally right around the corner, and no doubt about it, the date is going to be firm, so you have to have it in by midnight. Now, here's the deal. If you don't have it, you file the extension, no biggie, and then you get it done. Right? That's what you do. But for some reason, the panic sets in, and people are massively going through, I guess, bags and bags, I've heard, of receipts. Oh, I couldn't do that. Matt, can you imagine if you had to dig through your past year and find every receipt for every beer you ever drank in the name of America Tonight or some of the other shows you're involved in?
There are a lot of lost receipts. I would never be able to do that.
I couldn't either. Are you kidding? I'd have them all over the floor, and I wouldn't be able to make any sense of them. That would be the worst thing.
There was a time in my life where I did keep a lot of receipts in my wallet, and my friends used to joke to me that I had the Costanza wallet. If anybody is a Seinfeld fan, they know what I'm talking about. And so finally, I just went the complete 180, and I don't keep any receipts pretty much now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you don't even go there. I mean,
right.
Because you don't need it. You know, you're not at that point. You're not running a business. So it's not about the receipts. If you run a business, then that's a different story.
Right.
Yeah. And the people out there listening, which so many have their own business, I know what you're going through trying to piece everything together. It's like a wicked jigsaw puzzle and time is running out. And if you're somebody who didn't go to college and you didn't experience those long nights where you were cramming for an exam, it's very similar to that because the time is ticking away. Again, I will just say this is my piece of advice. If you are stressed to the max, you file an extension. Go to somebody. You just get it done. It doesn't have to be that big of a deal. All right, so I started off talking about nukes and the big meeting, the security summit that has started, gotten underway, conversation about Iran, also what I mentioned with the Ukraine, which you have to say that would be pretty good news. The bottom line is Al-Qaeda wants to get the materials together and the expertise to put a nuke together. And here's the question. Do you think they're going to be able to do that? Do you think that's going to happen? Call me cynical, but, oh, help us, dear Lord. I think they will. And here's the other thing. What do you think should happen with nuclear weapons? We touched on this in a previous ATN, but since this is what is being discussed at the summit, a full elimination or just a few nations will actually have the nukes. To say across the board, everybody get rid of nukes. And that's perfect because by then Al-Qaeda will have them and we're all vulnerable as hell to being nuked. So I hope that's not the direction that most of you are thinking, although I know there is a naive sliver of people in this country who think this is a disgrace. If another nuke went off in a big city, can you imagine the radiation? You imagine the destruction? Imagine the faces, the disgusting things that happen as a result of that? Think of Japan and think of what happened. Well, the answer to that is, do you completely trust? This is the thing. You have to be able to fight back. And what can you fight back with if the wrong people have the nukes, for goodness sake? That's the deal, right? Would you trust if everybody just said, okay, we're going to lay down, everybody's laying down these nukes. We're all going to lay them down. It's just going to be fist fighting, machine guns, and drones from now on. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Growing your own heritage garden with heirloom vegetable seeds is the healthiest decision you can make for you and your family. Why waste time and money sifting through dozens of tiny seed packs when we've done the work for you? We are heirloomseedkit.com. 50 heirloom varieties, 1,250 rare vegetable seeds, all organic, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. We buy our garden seeds from the same farms as our competition. Yet, with our kit, you'll save 50% or more. And our seed kit comes with a free garden planner and a wonderful How to Save Seeds booklet. How can we offer the same heirloom seeds as our competition for half price? It's all in the packaging. We use simple, no-print envelopes, while other seed companies charge more for the fancy printed envelopes than the cost of the seeds. All our varieties are proven to thrive in every region of the United States. We urge you to feed your family healthy vegetables from your own backyard. We are heirloomseedkit.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Virgins in Washington when it comes to talking about nukes. And listen, I wasn't born yesterday and neither were any of you, frankly. And I think the idea that you can just lay down the nukes, I mean, just lay them all down, get rid of them one at a time, just piece by piece, dismantle it, and everybody else in the world is going to do the same thing, and we don't have to worry about it because nobody else is, none of the bad guys, which are terrorists that we can't find half the time anyway, are going to have the nuclear capabilities. That's just not reality. And that's the problem. I think the Al-Qaeda deal, even go to the Taliban, go to Hamas, just think of any kind of criminal organization on a bigger screen, terroristic-wise, Islamic terrorist, jihadist, and what they can do with a nuke. That's the deal, right? I mean, it'd be great. It'd be great if you said, hey, no more possibilities of nuclear activity, that we might have to, you know, actually set this thing off. I mean, how many jokes are there about the red phone? He's got his finger on the button. You know, the movies you watch, get the president out of there. He's on the plane. He's got to press the button. And not funny in reality, but completely naive to think that we could just dump all the nukes and feel comfortable in the knowledge that everybody else is doing that, and the super bad guys aren't going to get them. Please, come on. We're going to let you hear what Senator Joe Lieberman said in just a second, because I completely agree with him. But before we do that, let's go to Stu in Kentucky here on America Tonight. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, you just told the biggest lie in the world. If you think anybody that's ever had to deal with people in Washington or pay taxes is a virgin, you are the biggest fool I've ever seen. because April 15th is just a couple days away, and I'm already walking kind of funny and having a hard time sitting down.
I know.
I mean, when
I
live by a theory, and my wife always yells at me, and Laura says, you know, it's a bad way to look at things, bad way to look at things. But, you know, I've learned over my life, you don't trust anyone, anytime, or anybody. You always keep a guard up. And it's a bad way to look at things, but, man, there's so many people out there going to just screw you in a heartbeat. And you know what? If you forgot about 9/11, then you're then Obama and Pelosi and Hillary and Joe and all of them need to go back and smoke that stuff they're smoking a little bit more, because that was a bad day, and that was a time when we thought we could trust other people. That was a time when we let our guard down, and we lost, what, over 3,000 people in one day. Actually, you want to get technical, within 1 hour, we lost over 3,000 people.
Yeah, don't forget this. There were other people on planes. It could have even been bigger than that, which 3,000 was bad enough. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's what I'm saying. We let our guard down, and now we're going to these other people and saying, oh, we're going to lay down our nuclear arms and this and that. It doesn't work that way. It's reality. Now, he may sit up in Washington, and he may be drinking that cognac or whatever it is he has a drinking problem with, or whatever the doctor said, or smoking his Newports with a little ganja in it. But either way it goes, I'm telling you, it does not work that way. In reality, it doesn't. They proved that. And even Hillary Clinton, God forbid, I hate for that woman to be right about anything, but she says herself that she has no doubt in her mind that Al-Qaeda is going to get their hands on nuclear weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do we do when they get their hands on nuclear weapons? Well, you know, I guess we'll just bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
Morons, man.
Right.
Morons.
Right. I agree. And who's going to lose that one? We are. And so all these great freedoms we enjoy and this incredible life that you have in Kentucky with those wonderful kids and that wife. I mean, you got a family to protect. We all have families to protect and care about. And you're right. You got to keep them close. Can you imagine? It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, that would be like, Mark's going to love this. That would be like saying, I'm not going to have no more guns in my house. I'm going to get rid of all my guns in my house because I believe that no one will ever break into my home, try to take anything from me or harm my family. So I don't want a gun in my house. I don't want no weapons in my house at all. I don't want to be able to protect my family. And that crap ain't happening in my house, honey. When you live in London, Kentucky, I'm not giving up my guns for no one. And London's a relatively small, safe town. I'm not giving my guns up for nobody. And I'm not going to open myself up or my family up for that. And I feel as President of the United States, he should feel the same way. He would not open up his country like that to harm. I mean, it's stupidity. It's ignorance.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. I agree with you, brother. Careful driving out there. Thanks, Stu.
Thanks, Kate.
All right. Coming up, like I said, we're going to let you hear what Joe Lieberman said about this whole nuclear idea and the treat, the START treaty. And I am on board 100%. Let's go to Don first, though, in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Right now, let's review this real quick here, Kate, because from what I heard, I didn't hear Obama sit there saying we were going to get rid of all 2,300 of our nuclear weapons, did he?
He said down to 1,500.
Every nuclear weapon we've got?
Wait, you're missing the point. He said we're going to go down to 1,500. So the idea is then they're trying to reduce them even more. And so my question was, what would you prefer? Let me finish. The elimination of all nukes, would you prefer the elimination of all nukes or the other? Because the discussion is, and part of what the plan ultimately is to completely whittle them down. Not right now, but that's the plan eventually.
No, who said that?
Obama has said that. He said that when he was running. Yes, he did. The whole idea is to try to eliminate all nuclear capability, not tomorrow, not next year, but eventually that's what we're trying to get to. Ultimately, that would be the goal if we could get to that. So that's what I was saying. So don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that this is happening tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, Kate, no, this is, that's, first of all, that's ignorant to believe that. And he, and you know, he said that just to gain a few votes with the left-wing wackos that don't believe, you know, believe in a kumbaya society with no nukes or whatever. They're always
that's
going
it.
To be there. They're just
that's
not
it.
Going to use, need to, they don't need that many nuclear weapons to get the job done right, okay? Now, if people really want to be pissed off about something that he's done, get pissed off about what he's done with the space program. Okay, the reason we, part of the reason, the major part of the reason why we were able to outdo the Soviet Union and to bring it down is because of our ability to completely master the space program over them. Okay, we completely were way ahead of them. We had the, what the heck was that defense system that Reagan came up with that had to do with from outer space, okay? You know, and now we're talking about, oh, we're not going to have any way at all of getting our astronauts into orbit unless we pay the Russians $84 million a ticket, you know? What if all of a sudden they decide, oh, we don't want to take you Americans along anymore? And we got no space program at all, basically. That's something Americans ought to be really ticked off about because that's part of the reason why we brought down the Soviet Union. It gave us the technological edge over them. Okay? But, you know, to sit there and say that, oh, just because he's cutting back, you know, Reagan cut back a ton.
I know, but Don, you're missing the point here. We're up against it. I got to let you slide. I've talked about NASA, and I've gotten upset about NASA many, many times on this show. We had Homer Hickam on, who we just had on to talk about the coal mines. And the last time we had him on, he was talking about NASA because he was a NASA scientist as well. And he said the very things, and I said the very things that you just said. Absolutely. I don't understand why there isn't more people, there aren't more people upset about NASA. But you missed my question. It was even a poll that was on CNN where they asked which scenario is more desirable, this is their words, for nuclear weapons, full elimination or few nations armed. That was their question, which was similar to what I said. What is it that out there ultimately is the best course, what we're seeing, what's been discussed by a few people. So, for example, on the poll that CNN took, there are a lot of people doing these same polls. 56% said full elimination. 44% said few nations armed. And that's what I was saying. So, no, please don't misunderstand or call me a dummy. It is not what I was getting at. I was talking about what's happening now at the nuclear summit is not about getting rid of all nukes, but it's about dismantling many of it and the materials. Stay with us.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Right, the biggest party schools have been ranked this time around by drunk texts. Wow. This is technology in action. No drunk texts yet from the summit, the nuclear security summit meeting that started in D.C. today. We've been talking about it here on ATN. And ultimately, what is the goal, and will anything come out of this that has any teeth? I said we would let you hear what Senator Joe Lieberman had to say. He was on Fox News. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. You know, there's always the talking heads, the politicians on Fox or CNN or CBS or NBC in the morning hours. And Lieberman on Fox said this, and I think he is dead on right, about the START treaty between the U.S. and Russia. Whoops. Joe lost his voice. So we'll go to Joe as soon as we get that back and let you hear what he said. But anyway, here it is. Let's re-rack that. Here's what he said on Fox.
Let me say first about the START Treaty. that anytime we're working on something with our old Cold War enemy, Russia, cooperatively, it's a good sign. And anything we can do to reduce the number of nuclear warheads in the world is a positive development. But in my opinion, as we reduce the number of nuclear warheads America has in a world that is still dangerous, very dangerous, and in which the threat of the spread of nuclear powers, particularly Iran, grows every day, we have to make darn sure that our nuclear warheads are capable, are modern, and a lot of them are decades old. So I feel very strongly that I'm going to be real hesitant to vote for this treaty unless we have a commitment from the administration that they're prepared to modernize our nuclear stockpile. I want to go one step further based on conversations I've had over this break with some of my colleagues. I don't believe that there will be 67 votes to ratify the START Treaty unless the administration does two things. First, commit to modernize our nuclear stockpiles, so as we have less nuclear weapons, we know they're capable if, God forbid, we need them. And secondly, to make absolutely clear that some of the statements by Russian President Medvedev at the signing in Prague that seem to suggest that if we continue to build a ballistic missile defense in Europe that they may pull out of this treaty, it's just unacceptable to us. We need that defense to protect our allies and ourselves from Iran.
All right, so I think he's, I said this right when I jumped on the beginning of the show, I think Lieberman is dead on correct in his analysis of what should happen here. And when he's talking about the defense system as well, how vital that is. The one point that Don, I agreed with that Don said, was NASA, as you know, and the space exploration and ultimately what that meant for us and why it's so vital and people don't understand. Is it just a bunch of space shuttles that are soon going to be eliminated going up in space and they're out there with satellites and doing that kind of stuff and looking at possibilities of the moon and Mars and all that? And that's not accurate because there are other things that have come out of the space program. So I think what Lieberman said is completely right. And you have to have the modernized nukes. You have to be able to know what you have working, whether you have one or 1,500. And that has to be part of it, too. So I think there are some that will also be, will err on the side of caution when it comes to this vote, which goes back to initially what I said, what ultimately happens that comes out of the nuclear security summit. And for those people who think that complete elimination of nukes is the answer, how crazy that is. I mean, just how implausible it is and that it will never completely happen, even if you keep reducing the stockpile. But it does have to be, it does have to be modernized, and we do have to have the ballistic defense in place, too, the missile defense in place. You know, let's be real about this. And we all know, and this is the biggest fear, is what happens ultimately with the Al-Qaedas and the wannabes that could get the materials, the sloppiness with the materials, the money that could be out there to get those materials, and ultimately the expertise on the market to sell the information and put the nukes together in the wrong hands with somebody who could care less about human life. That's when it's beyond dangerous, which is why, remember the Cold War, then the end of the Cold War, and always the concern about the communist countries, in particular concerns about Russia, and then also concerns about China. Remember that whole deal in going through the Reagan administration and forward. That's the pretty much the scoop. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag for everybody who's sending me emails. Thank you. Trust me, I read them at americatonight.net. And then also we have the daily salute. We want to make sure that we get that in. For everything that we're talking about, it's nice to be able to look at some of the brighter things that are happening around us, you know, certainly, right? You know, in talking about just briefly there mentioning the space program, I'm trying to get down to the last space shuttle launch. They're trying to clear me for that. In other words, give me a press credential so that I could do the show from there. I don't know if it's going to happen or not because of the requests are obviously so big. But while this is all going on, anybody remember Apollo 13? Well, Apollo 13, they just had a huge, huge deal at the Kennedy Space Center over the weekend. It was the 40th anniversary. Man, do you believe that? 40th anniversary. And you think of the mission commander, and you think of all the people that were on board on that mission. James LaBelle was the mission commander, And then you think of the them being immortalized on the screen by Tom Hanks when he put that all together. And, wow, how big that mission was. And Apollo 13 and all the other missions that actually flew to the moon. And Apollo 13 was scheduled to be the third lunar landing in April of 1970. But remember, an oxygen tank in the module exploded, so it ended the moon landing and it crippled them. And it was a massive effort that brought them back home. I mean, it was, and when you relive that, I mean, I know it's Hollywood, but when you relive that through Hanks, it's incredible to think what that moment would be like. Matt, you and I have talked about this because now with the push with Sir Richard Branson and his push to get more people out into space, and the conversation about having, people who can cough up the money actually have those seats. And we know it, you can go to Russia and do that. But I wonder in our lifetime, especially now with NASA taking these big cuts, if truly we'll really, really see civilians get back onto our spacecraft and go out there like Christine McAuliffe was going to do with the Challenger, but then that blew up. Do you think in your lifetime, and you haven't even hit 30 yet, do you think you'll see that in your lifetime?
It's possible, and it's definitely getting more realistic. But I remember when I was younger, my teachers were always telling me about, ooh, there's going to be flying cars and things like that. And that is not even close to materializing. So,
flying cars.
Yeah. I mean, everyone wanted that Back to the Future car that could fly and do mm-hmm. all that, mm-hmm. be like the Jetsons almost. But I don't know. It seems like if you're going to have the money that you might be able to do it, but I don't think it's going to be one of those things where any average Joe could be going up into space.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And you can do that now. You could go to Russia if you had a ton of money. If you're a captain of industry, if you have a lot of money, you could do that. You would be able to cough up the money it would take. But to actually have the Joe Blows, as Matt's describing it, be able to go, I don't think we're going to see that. It's an interesting point that he makes. Because of how technology was pushed, when I was in school, it's the same thing. You know what was being pushed when I was in school? They were talking about how it would be almost like, remember that old movie Logan's Run, where you would just hit a button? I know there's been other movies, futurist, maybe Blade Runner did this, futuristic movies, where you would go into your house or wherever it was you lived, apartment, etc., and you would hit a button, and then that's how you would talk to everybody. Like Skype, but not Skype. It would be the norm. It would be the phone line. It would be a piece of cake. The person would be moving around all over the place and you would have that conversation, which you can do it with Skype. And if you have your system set up right, you could kind of move around in the background and do whatever it is you're doing, but still not really to the level that they predicted and not commonplace. Not everywhere you go, boom, you hit a button and the other person, whether they're in bed watching TV, whatever, you automatically draw them up. That's not the case yet at this point. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to tell you about Conan O'Brien, also the mailbag and the Daily Salute. Hang through.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Span, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Conversation to bed, something you might find funny. John Stewart's take on the nuclear summit. Roll that tape.
Both countries have agreed to limit their nuclear arsenals to just over 1,500 weapons each.
Only 1,500 nuclear warheads each? That's barely enough to completely annihilate the planet 7 to 12 times. I have an idea. Why don't we just give the Ruskies our PIN numbers? Well, Obama, there's still some value on the shelves here. What else are you giving away?
Among other changes, a declaration that the U.S. will neither use nor threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear countries.
That doesn't even make sense! As soon as we drop a nuclear bomb on a country, they are now, ipso facto, a nuclear country. Loophole! So I guess this means that if a country like Iran or North Korea hits us with a major biological attack that kills over 1 million people, this president is saying that we would not retaliate.
The U.S. reserves the right to make any adjustment to this policy in the case of biological weapons threats. And the new policy does not apply to any countries out of compliance with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Oh. So any country not signed to the treaty, like Iran or North Korea, open season. And in the event of a major biological weapons attack, we reserve the right to go full Truman on their And I ain't talking Bess. So for me to assert that we would not retaliate, I would have to have a willful misunderstanding of the policy. And willful misunderstanding of the policy, and take Fox.
If there was a biological attack which killed over a million Americans, is this president really saying we would not retaliate?
That's what he said.
What is it we would do?
Wait a minute. But that's what he said. I might have...
I agree. It's what he said.
It's not what he said! So here's where we're at. We're at the point now that the by far number one ranked news network in this country no longer feels the need to accurately report what a policy document says in black and white. And once you free yourself from the fetters of fact shackles or fackles, in the present day, you'd be amazed by what you can do to the facts from the past.
So you have the president over here in a fantasy. And it's a fantasy. It just doesn't fit this particular planet.
He's dreaming of a world that he wishes would exist.
What is the mentality? Where does this come from?
I don't know, but we miss Ronald Reagan, who used to say when he would look at our enemies, he would say, no, you don't.
Yes, Reagan, no dreamer he. He had his feet planted on terra firma, especially when it came to nuclear policy.
We must never stop at all until we see the day when nuclear arms have been banished from the face of this earth.
Maybe that was a teleprompter malfunction. Reagan used the teleprompter. But you know what? Reagan was in China. They had no idea what he was saying. The START treaty that Obama wants us to ratify is going to have real-world implications.
The president and his Russian counterpart signing a new arms treaty that calls for both nations to reduce their nuclear warheads by a third.
A third. This isn't ideological talk or idealism. He wants to get rid of a third, 33% of our nuclear arsenal. Reagan may have talked pie in the sky, but when he negotiated the START 1 agreements in the 80s with Gorbachev, he wanted to make sure that our nuclear warhead arsenal would remain. What was the figure that Reagan used? What was?
At least a third below the current levels.
Holy s***! I can't believe it! Wow.
All right, so you get the point there. If you listen to Stuart and what he was talking about is exactly what we were alluding to when it comes to nukes, in a way. Yeah. You can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. In fact, on that note, you did send us plenty of notes when it came to this nuclear summit. We're going to head to the mailbag right now.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet. This one from Jeff Lee. Hey, Kate, I just happened to be listening to that idiot who didn't understand what you were saying when you were discussing nukes. It was clear you were talking about what Joe Lieberman said, and you mixed all the other things into that discussion and that dialogue as well. Bravo. He needs to clean out his ears. What's his name and where is he from? I think he said Wyoming. Ah, don't pound on poor Don. I don't think he caught the whole thing and did get a little bit confused as to what I was saying, or maybe I was confused as to what I was saying, kind of like the point that John Stewart was making there in the nuclear conversation. This one from Brad T. You go, girl. I'm loving America Tonight. And let me tell you, I think one of the best things that you do on your show is what you say constantly, water cooler buzz. Ever since I first heard you say that, I started to try to keep score on how many different things you informed us about. I find it that much more interesting to listen instead of these long, drawn-out interviews that people have that go on for 40 minutes or the rants that seem to go on forever. Good deal. This one from Samantha, listening to us in Vermont. Kate, this is the first time I have ever written in to a talk show, but I felt compelled to send a quick note to you. I've been listening to you now for a while in Vermont on WVMT, and I have to say usually I agree with many of the things that you talk about. I will admit that I am a Democrat, but I feel like a lot of times people are beating up on Obama. Do you think he really gets a fair chance, Or do you think there's something else attached to what's happening when it comes to attacking the president? I've actually heard you give him credit on a few occasions, although I can tell, as you call it, you think he is ineffective. And I don't agree that he's ineffective, but I do agree that there seems to be some flip-flopping, and that was a particularly big problem in the first 6 to 7 months of his administration. What would it take for you to change your opinion and think that he wasn't an ineffective leader? It would take for some good leadership. I appreciate the letter, and I always, and that's why I say I invite everybody to listen or to call in. It's not a one-way street. And I think that the flip-flopping that we've seen continuously is the biggest deal with me. Because, look, you know, if you are the president, you know, bad, indifferent, good, whatever, you have to make the hard decisions. That's why you're getting paid the big bucks. Or maybe not the big bucks. That's why you're getting all the stress related to being the president. Because you call the shots, you make the decisions, and let the chips fall where they may. And I think that that hasn't happened so much with the Obama administration. Maybe they're turning a corner. I don't know. We'll see. I'm keeping score just like the rest of you. All right, without further ado, time for the daily salute. So all of you people in Minnesota, get ready for a big, bad clap. How about this 9-year-old kid who found a 2-million-year-old fossil? Yeah, that is so cool. Now, I will say this. The kid who found it, his name's Matthew Berger. He found this fossilized collarbone of a child who lived 2 million years ago. His father, Lee, is a paleontologist who's working at an archaeological dig in South Africa. The place that they were digging and exploring is called the Cradle of Humankind. But, so he did have the opportunity to be in the spot where you might find something like that, okay? But the kid wandered off on his own, picked up the fossil, and just casually handed it to his dad, where all the teams were digging around. The father is saying the bone was sticking out of a rock. Yeah, that's a good deal. I think so. Hey, he's got something for show and tell if they'll let him take it to the class, right? Scientists are saying that the boy discovered a new species of a hominid, or a non-technical term, an early human race, and they're hoping to prove the transitional species between the southern African man to modern human. Ooh, can you imagine? They're going to have to do a lot of research on that. All right, I'm off to go see if I can find a fossil.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Idiot! It's simple!